When Imam Ali lost his wife Sayyida Fatima, the daughter of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he married a pious lady from a courageous family. Her name was also called Fatima. She is the mother of Abbas and three other sons. Hence, she was called Umm al-Baneen, the mother of sons. She has got a remarkable position among Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Abbas alayhi as-salam was born in Medina on the 4th of Sha'ban. His birth brought great pleasure to Imam Ali and Umm al-Baneen. Imam Ali understood that this baby would be one of the heroes of Islam and would be frowning in the faces of evils and wrongdoers. So he named him Al-Abbas, which means the frowning. Some others have said Al-Abbas means the lion that other lions fear, the courageous and fearless one. Al-Abbas alayhi salam was also called Abul Fadl, which means the father of virtue. Some have said that he had a son called Fadl, hence why he was called Abul Fadl. He was known by other titles, but most famously known as Qamar Bani Hashim, the moon of the Hashimites. Al-Abbas was called this because he had such a bright face and was the brightness of his family and the brightness of Islam. Al-Abbas was brought under the custody of Imam Ali and Umm al-Baneen. No wonder then that he possessed such a personality and offered such big sacrifices for the sake of his religion and principles. Al-Abbas adhered to his father when he was in Medina, and when he moved to Iraq and resided in Kufa, Al-Abbas was also under his thoughtful care and wise education. In the Battle of Siffin, Al-Abbas joined his father Imam Ali alayhi salam, and with his bravery and strength, he defeated Muawiyah and his troops. He was so strong and fought with such force and courage that the people thought it was Imam Ali alayhi salam fighting. Abbas alayhi salam was not just very brave and loyal, he was also very learned and pious. He worshipped Allah in the nights and he loved to help the poor and the needy. After his father passed away, Al-Abbas was closely attached to his two brothers, Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn alayhim as-salam. He returned with them to Medina and learnt from them the religious knowledge and the fundamentals in addition to the nobilities of character. When Imam Al-Hasan alayhi salam was poisoned, Al-Abbas adhered to his brother Imam Husayn and his nephew Imam Ali Zainul Abidin. He joined Imam Husayn through his whole revolution against the unjust rulers Muawiyah and his son Yazid from Medina to Mecca until they reached a place called Karbala. In Karbala, they were surrounded by a large army of Yazid's forces to stop Imam Husayn alayhi salam in his revolution. Abbas wasn't just a flag bearer. He was in charge of the army's defense force and in charge of bringing water for the camp. All the children of the camp loved Abbas dearly. As Yazid's army came closer to Imam Husayn's camp, they occupied the river that Abbas was bringing water for the camp, and they stopped Imam Husayn and his followers from accessing any more water. Abul Fadl was extremely moved at the painful case, seeing his brother's sons and all of Ahlul Bayt suffering from deadly thirst. Seeing the situation too crucial to bear, he rose up against the army and was determined to get water by force. An enemy of Ahlul Bayt from the army of Yazid named Shimr offered Abbas alayhi salam and his brothers safety if they would leave Imam Husayn alayhi salam. Al-Abbas cursed Shimr and said, "How dare you offer us safety and not the grandson of the Messenger of Allah? May Allah curse you and your guarantee of safety." Shimr turned back in anger and humiliation. On the 10th day of the month of Muharram, as the companions and the family members of Imam Husayn were martyred one after another, Abbas kept asking Imam Husayn for permission to fight the enemy. But Imam Husayn held back because his presence was a source of comfort and safety for the women and children. In the end, when no one was left, Imam Husayn allowed Al-Abbas to go to the battlefield, but only to fetch some water for the thirsty children. Abbas alayhi salam took his weapon, the flag of the army and a water skin, and rode out towards the battlefield. He cut through the large number of Yazid's soldiers and scattered them until he got to the river. Even though he was very thirsty himself, Al-Abbas did not drink any water because of Imam Husayn and the children, who were also waiting for water, were still thirsty. Instead, he filled the water skin and rode back as fast as he could. In the meantime, the enemies surrounded him from every side and tried to prevent him from taking that water to his brother's camp. Al-Abbas spared no efforts in fighting against them and caused them big losses. Chased by terror and fear, the enemies were fleeing away from Al-Abbas, who was like his father in courageous situations. However, one of the enemies attacked him from behind the tree, striking him from the back of his right hand and cut it. Nevertheless, Al-Abbas, the hero, did not care and continued fighting with his left hand and went on saying, "By Allah, if you cut my right hand, I will keep on defending my religion and the truthful Imam, who is the son of the pure Prophet." A few moments later, another man hidden behind the tree struck Al-Abbas with a sword on his left hand and cut it. Although he was bleeding and suffering, Al-Abbas held the water skin with his teeth and hurried trying to take the water to his brother's children. Meanwhile, a spear hit the water skin and caused the water to dribble on the ground. Seeing this, Al-Abbas was struck with sadness. A few moments later, another man struck him on the head. Al-Abbas fell to the ground and shouted, "Assalamu alayka, Aba Abdullah." As the Imam heard these words of farewell, he hurried towards the river where Al-Abbas fell. He pushed himself through the troops of the enemies and threw himself on the body of his brother. Expressing the grave misfortune that he suffered by the martyrdom of his brother, Imam Hussein cried out, "My spine is now broken and I have lost everything, and my enemies are rejoicing at my misfortune." No one can describe the real feelings that Imam Hussein alayhi salam felt after the martyrdom of Al-Abbas. However, historians have mentioned that he, as he was leaving the dead body of his brother, could hardly move his feet. When the children of Ahlul Bayt heard the news, they were all crying with sorrow and grief. Imam Hussein cried out, "We have surely lost everything as we lost you, O Abu Fadl al-Abbas." The Holy Quran says that the Prophet Ishaq was one of the Salihin, among the righteous. It also says that the Prophets Nuh and Lut were among the Salihin. In this verse, Prophet Ibrahim is asking Allah to join him with the Salihin. We understand from these verses that being Salih has levels. Al-Abbas reached the highest rank one could attain and a close firm relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence he was called Al-Abd al-Salih, the righteous servant. The shrine of Al-Abbas alayhi salam is his burial place located in Karbala, not far away from the shrine of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. There are also two sacred areas believed to be the burial place of the two hands of Al-Abbas in the northeast and in the southeast of Karbala. Over the years, people have found that whenever they pray to Allah at the shrine of Al-Abbas, their prayers are answered quickly. Al-Abbas is therefore known as Bab al-Hawa'ij, the door where wishes are granted. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, "May God have mercy upon my uncle Al-Abbas. He surely made sacrifice and did a great fight until his hands were cut and he sacrificed himself for his brother. God gave him two wings like his uncle Ja'far al-Tayyar to fly in the paradise together with angels. Indeed, Al-Abbas has a position before the Almighty God that all the martyrs would wish to reach on the Day of Judgment."
اللهم صل على